This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
KPFT kicks off its fall pledge drive, and we need your help to make it a success. So why not put your spare time to use this fall by volunteering? Our phone volunteer trainings are Wednesday, October 26th at 6 p.m. and again on Saturday, October 29th at 10 a.m. The sessions will be held at KPFT Studios, 419 Levette Boulevard. You'll meet KPFT listeners just like you and help this community radio station. In just an hour or two, you can help us handle pledges. Your efforts make a difference and can make this a fun and successful drive. Again, those phone volunteer training dates are Wednesday, October 26th at 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 29th at 10 a.m. They'll be held at KPFT Studios, 419 Levette Boulevard near downtown Houston. You are tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
Shed a mile away. The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours. I'm
Houston, gal. I'm going to have to speak to that person about that.
Yes. Whoever that idiot is that puts things in...
on continuous.
Yes.
I guess when you're playing that kind of music.
We're on the air.
Plus, you're going to be here tonight.
Yes.
Aren't you?
I'm still doing it tonight.
Yeah.
You don't want to?
I think I'm tired.
Okay, go home.
That's fine. Okay, well, just hang around for a second, and we'll talk to you as we get on some music.
It's yours.
This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
There's a bunch on the table. I know. We're having these private conversations.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes, there were, if we did. Okay, go ahead and start again.
That means I gotta put the CD back on?
No.
Could have just let it run. You know, maybe it was a sign that the closing came on immediately.
Hello, Houston. And go ahead. Did you do all of that?
I did part of it. If you're listening to us, you know where you live.
Who are you?
I'm Chris. Check
your underwear.
My name is Fruit of the Loom, and... that kind of works for this show. I'm Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
And we don't know what the hell day show this is.
Yes, we do. We have it. There is a pad. Did I not?
I brought it over here.
Okay. It is Saturday, October the 22nd. There you go.
And starting next month... we're creating a new day.
We might have our act together, yes.
Let's declare a new day. We'll find some god in mythology and we'll declare a new day sometime between Thursday and Saturday.
Okay.
Impeachment Day.
Impeachment Day.
There you go. I'm looking forward to that day.
That's okay. I just call it Pit Day. In honor of Brad.
Okay, this is the...
what?
Fourth week? Third week?
It's hard to keep up.
It's the fourth week, but we're pretending it's the fifth week.
Yes, well, you see, because the show officially starts on Saturday, but...
no one can understand that.
But, you know, it's still Friday night for all of us.
It's Saturday night.
You know, it's still Friday night.
So, unfortunately, this is the one month that came along early enough that screwed us all up because there are five Saturdays and only four Fridays.
Yes.
So even though this is the third Friday... it's the fourth Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, next week we had the fourth Saturday people wanting to come in, and we just had to jumble stuff around. So, this we are treating it as our fifth. We have J.D. Doyle here with some queer music.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week we will have the Hatchlings and Mistress Max, who
that's
is
right.
importing her guests.
Yes, she is.
And I just thought of something.
What?
Her guests are coming from Florida.
Ooh, I bet they come early.
If they're able to get out. You know, I'm so disappointed with Hurricane Wilma. I've been waiting for someone to start playing the Flintstones there. Wilma!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee, what a...
there's a dedication for that.
I think we should play Elyon.
No, 13. Anyway, what's going on in Houston? Well, if you open up your copy of Text, you know, it's not, you know, I like Twit, this TXT, it's hard to pronounce, Text.
Yeah, I'll just wait till you start reading the stories, it's even harder to read.
And it's time for the Roundup Awards 2005, and you can vote for your favorite restaurants, bars, retail, places, services, community endeavors, arts and entertainment, and favorite fun things by going to dubcubed.txtnewsmag.com. TXTnewsmag.com.
Hey, and if they've got a radio section on there, be bold, be daring.
Yes.
How about picking some queer people for the radio?
Yeah, vote for Chris.
Or Jimmy, or, you know.
No, I got it last time. I got it at, I got Best Runner-Up is what I got.
I got the signs. If you know, I can go as Maria Todd for Halloween, I guess.
Mm.
Girlfriend!
And I'll go as me?
We'll dress you up as Adam Smasher.
Okay. Anyway.
She's so scary, she scared away her co-host.
Do that. And what else is going on?
Voting time is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
First little demonstration for the No Tragedy in November.
Oh, this is very important, folks.
We'll be on this Sunday.
Sunday.
At 2 p.m. at Spots Park.
And I will be there.
Imagine 1,138 people dressed in black with tragedy masks. Each one holding one of the 1,138 laws that automatically protect married couples, but are denied to same-sex couples who can't marry. And imagine you being one of those people in the demonstration. Ask your friends, family, and community to join us. Come wearing black and bring or make your own tragedy mask.
Yes.
There will be ones that are available there for a donation. They ask you to call them in advance to let them know you need one. For more information, you can go to the website, familyequality.org. You can email at info@familyequality.org or call 713-227-1717. This is all part of the NoNonsenseInNovember.com and HoustonERA.org.
That's cool.
Finished.
Okay.
I'm having trouble breathing lately.
Keys West is 4 years old. And they're going to have a party this Sunday, October the 23rd, beginning at 6 p.m. to celebrate. They're going to have a show that will include Miss Keys West and Marie Gill hosting the anniversary show. And that is going to benefit PWA Holiday Charities. So that would be a really good thing to do.
After you go over to Spots Park?
Well, of course. And, of course, Keys West and all the other bars are doing Halloween festivities, all kinds of costume contests and Bear As You Dare and all of that kind of good stuff.
Well, that's perfect. You know, for the donation there, you get the mask, and then you get someone else come in that you can come with the comedy mask. To one of the clubs, and it just goes to Greek tragedy and comedy. A little Greek. A little Greek will do everyone good.
Well, quite possibly. The Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star presents Mausoleum Madness, and it's going on this entire weekend. Shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, of course, you know, the show is already tonight, Friday, at EJ's. But Saturday, it's going to be at 9 o'clock at Mary's, naturally. And Sunday, October the 23rd at 8 p.m. at the BRB. And that's benefiting the Montrose Clinic Women's Fund, the Assistance Fund Insurance Program, and PAWS, P-A-W-S. And you know what that is?
Animal.
Yes.
People, pets are...
Yes, pets are us.
Something like that.
That's what it is.
Make up your own letters. Pets are really swell.
Oh. We were going to have... schedule screwed up. We were supposed to have ICOH on, I believe, this week.
They couldn't
make it.
I talked with Emperor and...
Mm-hmm. Emperor Mark.
I was just trying to make sure I was using the right term.
Yes.
He was asking me. He said he was
Apollo
here a couple
Emperor
weeks ago.
And Gemini Empress. Yes?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Whatever.
He was saying he felt like he was on here just a couple weeks ago.
He may have been.
I don't know.
Actually, they're kind of screwed up, too, because they were switching with the Colts.
We have no quickie tonight.
We have no quickie tonight, and JD is so happy.
What about the women's festival?
You're going to be talking about that when I put you on the air.
Told you.
Yes, there you go.
Well, you're just rambling.
is that noticeable, huh?
Is there any way to talk to Brooke?
Brooke?
Yeah, babbling.
Oh, cute. Okay, the Montrose Guesthouse is officially opening Monday, October the 31st, 2 to 5 p.m. with an open house. The Montrose Guesthouse, becomes the Montrose Ghost House. Stop by for refreshing beverages and see the new gay inn. And it's totally remodeled. It's not anything like the old place. So you can have your mom stay there if you want. That's how that goes. What?
I don't know. I started making voices and making sounds like you.
Oh, thank you so much. Let's forget it.
Stick a fork in it. We're done.
I want to push the new movie called Capote. Philip Seymour, somebody.
Hoffman
is
playing Truman Capote.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing as Capote. And it's not the story of his life. It's a certain section.
We went to go
time.
Do research for the book In Cold Blood, which was a story of two teenage spree killers in
Kansas. Mm-hmm. Who killed the Cutter family. So, I want to play this next song as a dedication to Apollo Emperor Mark Cohen.
Ooh.
Why? No, I'll tell you why. Because we had the ICO Witch had a show tonight at Mary's, and it was it was the worst of the worst, is what it was called.
Yes.
Think of the most horrible song you can think of. And he did Desperado, which I don't think is all that bad of a song. So I told him that I was going to play a dedication to him tonight. This is by our friend Marcy Ray, who in the old days played at least once a week over at the Briar Patch. So all the guys know her. And she recorded this in Galveston. With all her Briar Patch friends.
Down at the Hollywood.
Who came, went down when the Hollywood was open. So, Mark, this is a parody on Desperado. It's called Desperate Old Guys. And you're hearing it on After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM, KPFT Galveston 89.5 FM.
Acting pretentious for so long now.
Okay. Jimmy prepares to hit his knees.
Yes, well, that's how that goes. Anyway, that was the dedication to Apollo Emperor Mark Cohen.
And just to let you know, we started the show off with Daniel Link, South of Your Borders.
From his brand new CD.
And then that was Dudley Saunders with The Undoing.
Yeah, I really like Dudley. He is a real storyteller of the old school.
And not bad to look at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, is he hot. Woo! He's been to Houston twice now, and I wouldn't mind him coming back.
Yeah, I can tell you must like it, because there's this kind of a part where the CD's a little thinner. It looks like they've been licked flat.
Careful.
He was at the Guava Lamp, wasn't he, last time?
Yeah.
And hardly anybody paid attention
That's
to him.
That's right. And then the
apparently he wasn't wearing what he's wearing on those.
And the second time he was at Chances. And even less people.
I didn't see that.
No, you didn't. You couldn't make that one. And even less people were there to appreciate him, and it really
Houston is not a music town.
Oh, it embarrassed and pissed me off to no end.
Okay, but
we pushed that for quite a few weeks. Anyway, you're here.
But you got this buff muscle boy going to a lesbian bar. What are you expecting from getting the attention?
Well, that's where he got booked, you know. What could I tell you? But he's got music that women would like, too. It's not all... You know, let's get naked and screw stuff.
No, he's a very good vocalist.
Yes, yes. So, I'm going to leave it with you, you two, and relieve Chris a little later on. And I'm anxious to hear what all you have.
You're not going
to
come back?
I'm coming back.
Okay.
I'm coming back. Because I haven't been keeping up with the music like you do. And I know you wanted to talk about the Houston Women's Festival,
mm-hmm.
too.
I brought a special collage of music from them.
Fabulous. Oh, good. Good, good, good.
And plus, we have a guest in here from a reporter. You'll be hopefully seeing some of the interviewing some of our regular irregulars here, or irregular regulars.
Regular irregulars.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of prunes around here. Some of the questions with the gay marriage amendment. So, they're out in the lobby getting interviewed, and so we're going to bring you some of the music that you don't get to hear. And J.D. Doyle is here. Normally, you'll hear him on the fourth Monday, right?
Fifth. I used to call it the fifth Saturday.
No, well, I mean, no, on for.
Oh, well, on Queer Voices, I'm there every Monday night.
Every Monday.
But Queer Music Heritage is on the fourth Monday. Yes.
Fourth Monday. Yeah. We're going to get our act together in November and get the things squared away with when we all will be here. But give you a chance to hear some of the music, you know, Jimmy's collection. Jimmy has a large collection, but, you know, sometimes I feel we get too top 40-ish. You know, we hear the same songs over and over again. And it's good, you know, to get a little breather and hearing some music that we may not hear. And then, of course, I know the next CD he hands me is one that we've probably played 3 million times, because that's the way karma works here. But
I brought some unusual things. Don't worry.
Well, this we must have played this the last time we were here, because
I think I did. Yeah,
because that cover is just so
memorable.
Abstract.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a alien doll.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what the artist told me.
That's what happens when people use Photoshop who don't have a clue what Photoshop can do. basically, yeah, it's kind of distorted. It's called Cramo.
That's his name. And actually, his last name is Ramo. His first name is Craig. And he usually signs his name C. Ramo, and it became Cramo.
I'm sorry. Okay, that is actually a song title he has on here later on. Coitus Interruptus.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to be playing Coitus Interruptus.
We're going to play One Love, One World.
Game and harmony calls my name.
after Cramo singing One Love, One World, we heard Billy and Patty singing Believe and Change from their album Love and Other Four-Letter Words. And I was supposed to be on next Friday, Saturday night, and one of the reasons I was willing to jump ahead 1 week is because next Saturday, next week, is the Houston Women's Festival, and I would be really tired after being on the radio Saturday morning, so I was very glad to switch.
And it's Houston Women's Festival Part 1.
Well, yes. It was ordinarily scheduled a month ago, but Katrina... Or was it Rita? Rita happened by a month ago.
Yeah, one of those two.
And so they wisely rescheduled it, and they have almost the same lineup, a couple switches. Melissa Farrick was supposed to be there. They're going to have another event in February that she will be at. They'll have several other artists joining her, like a winter women's festival. So that'll be something to look forward to, too. But the lineup for this one is also very good. And I put together a collage of six of the artists that will be at the festival. I'm a co-host of Queer Voices, and I'm having the festival folks come on Monday night. And so, you know, we can't play separate different songs during a 15-minute segment.
Yeah.
So I made a collage of six of the main artists, and I brought another track from another artist to play after that. So here's six artists that'll be at the Houston Women's Festival next Saturday at Jones Plaza.
Come down, Jezebel. Come around and see. the sounds of the city are pounding, and I'm trying to hear my thoughts, but so many are resounding, and they're all getting lost in the day. So I guess that I'll just sway when I can't find my way, my way, find my way. Oh. We've got demons that make us believe. Retreat, but it's all in there.
That last artist was Patrice Pike, who is seen around Houston quite a bit. She's an Austin artist, but she plays here a lot and has a pretty good following. She has a band at the festival, and a couple others do, too. The other artists you heard were, in order, Meredith McRae, Tamaris, Holly Light, Michelle Mayfield, and Susanna Chaffel. Those are all either solo or acts with bands. There's one more act playing called Halcyon, which is a duo, more in the, I guess, Indigo's Girls style. And I brought a song by them also called The Joke's on Me.
You've been around me long enough to know, and now it's up to me, so I suppose I figure now what's wrong with you, what's wrong with me. Doesn't do much to remove the doubt. Never will anyhow, the joke's on me. know by now, I never will anyhow. The joke's on me. The joke's on me. The joke's on me. The joke's on me.
Thank you.
And the fans went wild. That was Halcyon from their album, Stripped Down and Plugged. Or is it Plugged and Stripped Down? I can't remember. I guess that's two different things, isn't it?
I think the proper order would be Stripped Down, then Plugged.
Oh, okay. All right. Coming up next, a couple guy groups. A group called Cellar Door, and the title of their CD is interesting. It's French, L'Esprit de l'Escalier, and literally that would mean Spirit of the Stairs. It's a colloquial phrase. I had to look this up. It's a phrase that means thinking of the right comeback too late. You know, you're in a conversation with someone, and, you know, on your way out of the room, why didn't I say this? Well, so literally the translation is staircase wit. As you're going down the stairs, you thought of what you should have said.
Okay.
So I thought, well, that's kind of cool. The song I picked from them is called Boy Wonder. I think he plays with dolls. Kevin Calhoun and the, what is this?
Ghetto Cowboys.
Ghetto Cowboys. Very up band.
Yes. I mean, there's, looking at his website, you better have a high-speed connection if you want to go to it. It's Kevin Calhoun, CAHOON.com. Very interactive. Looks like he's getting some attention there. He's going to be
15.
Broken up.
He's played Hedwig. I think he's a New Yorker. He's done a lot of the hot clubs there.
And looks like he's going to be on satellite radio here in a couple of days.
Sirius, what's their queer station? Has already been playing him for quite a while.
Yeah, Out Q.
Out Q. And his CD just came out in the last few weeks.
But now, and you can.
There's a video.
Ooh.
A video of that song we just heard. That should be interesting. I haven't seen that.
And, you know, I mean, he's very easy on the eyes.
In a young Hedwig sort of way.
Yeah. It's those geeky things. Some people like the geeky there. But you can find out more on his, like, so you can go to his website. You can get his CD if you're interested in that at Amazon and CD Baby. Have that. And that was an interesting little pop song.
It's got other good stuff on it. So. Coming up next, I'm plugging my show Monday night. It's rare, very rare, for me to come on here before Queer Music Heritage comes on. Has that ever happened?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, the music that you heard of the Women's Festival stuff, that was supposed to be premiered on
Monday
Queer Voices.
Night. But since I had the collage ready, I brought it here. Monday night on Queer Music Heritage is a very different show for me. It's not your strict history show. It's more of a fun show. I used to be a fanatic collector of girl group songs of the 60s. And when I turned to queer music, those songs still appealed to me. So I would gather them together in my collection. And I put together a whole show of cover versions, queer cover versions of girl group songs. So you hear guys singing "He's So Fine," singing "My Boyfriend's Back," things like that. You know, the big hits and lesser hits of the 60s. And
so you have the men singing
the male,
the men singing the girl group songs.
Mm-hmm. And there's some
"My Boyfriend."
Yeah, and there's
the baritone voice.
And singing. The women change the pronouns too. I have a women's group starting in the show singing "She's So Fine," and singing instead of "My guy," they're singing "My dyke." So it's a fun show. I think it came out well. And I have so much of this stuff that my internet version is almost 3 hours long.
Yeah.
But, of course, the Queer Voices version is 58 minutes and 15 seconds.
And also, for those of you out there, because Queer Voices is on in prime time, they got a little stricter code of what can happen. Do you have any of those songs that, you know?
Yes, I do.
Internet only.
Yes, I do have some songs that were internet only ones that, okay, can't play this on prime time, but I can play it on the internet. One of the punk versions of "My Boyfriend's Back," nope, wouldn't have worked in prime time.
Would it work on our show?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
As long as Jimmy's not listening out in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I brought one of the male versions of He's So Fine. Has like a sampler by Tom Bogdan from a show he put together in New York several years ago called L'Amour Bleu. And so it was a show and a CD. And it's a very nice CD. Tom Bogdan and He's So Fine.
Listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
She comes to speak to me. She's looking so lovely. She asks me if I'd like to dance. Somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong, it's never gonna happen. She takes me as she goes, we're dancing real close. I see a rising in her. Hoping that she's just got something in her pocket. I'm praying that she's just got something in her pocket. Oh no. Happening. She's got her hand on me. Now look at all the crap I'm in. Uh-huh. But she's a guy.
Obviously, that was a more of a comedy song. Even their name is funny, Lord of the Pants.
And the CD is called Wit Happens.
Yes. Obviously, that was called She's a Guy.
Q-Tip Love.
Well, yeah, I bought it for that one song, and I like that song. She's a Guy. Well, my next artist was a guy. Isn't that a clever lead-in?
Good.
Transgendered artist Veronica Klaus is one of our favorites. I know Jimmy loves her, too. This is her first album in 5 years.
She's out playing the cabarets of
She is doing very
San
well
Fran.
Playing the cabarets in San Francisco. She has a show, which is her own story, called Family Jewels. The story of Veronica Klaus. And the critics are loving her. And so... I found that she had this CD. I ordered it immediately, and I contacted her, and I did an hour interview with her about a week ago, and that's going to be trimmed down for my November show, which is going to be an all-transgendered artist show. I have three interviews. I've already done all three. Jessica Xavier and Georgie Jessup are the other two artists. And they all had good interviews. It would be hard to trim those down.
But then, of course, you always leave an unedited version out there for...
I have the luxury of uploading what doesn't fit, either time-wise or FCC-wise, to my internet version. But the new Veronica Klaus CD is called Live at the Lodge. This particular song features a friend of mine, Mark Weigel. It's the song Angel from Montgomery.
like a thousand swirling eyes. They make me think I shouldn't be here at all. You know, every minute someone dies. What are we doing in this dive bar? How can you live in a place like this? Why don't you just get into my car? I'll take you away.
I'll take that kiss now, but Papa was a rodeo. Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and a rope steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with a diesel gas. Love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around. Kiss me, you should know. Papa was a rodeo.
Favorites we have here on KP on After Hours is Scott Friedman.
Friedman.
With Mark Weigel.
The song was Papa Was a Rodeo. So since Mark was helping Veronica Kloss out, I figured, oh, let's play the one where Mark helps Scott Friedman out. That's from Scott's album. It's a covers album called Judge a Book.
And if you pick it up and you read through here, I just had to let JD know. He's in the liner notes.
Well, I didn't notice that.
I got a whole out music, out voice. Jade Estevan Estrada made it in here.
Yeah, I know Jade.
So we had him on here, and in a way, we're on here. And to all the publications and radio stations that opened their doors to my music.
I wish he would come to town and perform, because I'd really love to see his show. He also does public speaking, like at colleges, on bisexual rights.
Oh. Well, we'll find some way of getting him in here, then.
I wish it would happen. We're going to play another track by Veronica Kloss, because we love her so much. This is called Black Diamond Days, and this was on her first album, and so it's kind of like her theme song. It's not her story exactly, but it has elements of that in it.
Should we do Black Diamond Days for him? Never had a chance to be a little girl. Changed so fast. She's a woman in this world.
stranger in town. The same but different, still knows her way around. The old slag pile, the five and dime, people and places remain in her mind. But you can't go back to a church that burned down a lifetime ago. Dying corsets in a chili pot. Nobody noticed, but no one forgot. Not quite black, always shades of gray. Father doesn't have anything to say, you see. Things like this don't happen.
To a golden coast, you see, she's lived a larger life than most. You just can't force this jewel of a girl into a so much. Thank you. Have a fabulous night. And I thank you for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, the band. Tammy Hall, Tom Greaser, Daniel Fabricant, Randy O'Dell on drums, Bill Hampton on guitar, David Koppler on percussion, Eddie and Paul. So much, very sweet, very sweet.
I'll be Georgie O'Keefe. Fly me straight to heaven, and I'll paint you a masterpiece. You take a slow boat with Shirley. Grandmothers and the grandfathers. Trade tales on electric guitars.
Every cowgirl gets a blue. Every cowgirl pays her dues. And every Johnny thinks we'll never make it on our own. When they wake from the dreams they blow, we'll be Trinidad.
You better take my six gun before I shoot someone. I don't need my six gun, child. It's too late for me to die. You be Louise, I'll be Thelma. We'll drive our thunder.
Dreams they grow, we'll be in trouble.
just heard Road to Trinidad. That was following Veronica Klaus's Black Diamond Days, and I decided to follow it with another transgendered artist, Georgie Jessup. And if the song is called Road to Trinidad, as I just said, and the significance of that song is Trinidad is, or at least it used to be, the sex change capital of the United States. So the Road to Trinidad would have special significance for a transgendered. What? Trinidad, Colorado.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, now I know what you're talking about.
It's right on the border of New Mexico and
yes.
Colorado.
There's one doctor there that has like kept the town alive
mm-hmm.
because of the industry.
Yes, I interviewed that artist, in fact, Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. We talked for 2 hours.
Wow.
She's wow. very interesting. It would be a tough edit, though, because she goes on and on and rambles. Lots of information, but if you're editing for an interview,
yeah,
hard,
tough,
hard,
tough,
hard,
tough,
hard.
Yes.
Got a couple gay, not exactly folk artists coming up, but I really like them. The first one is Ben Schneider. And pay attention to the lyrics at the beginning of this. They get not explicit exactly, but interesting.
Ooh,
okay. One chance.
It started up in the park. Aggressive men in the bars. Now he's got them on both ends of the line, of the line. Dancing on a Saturday night, he's got his prey in sight. Pulls him in, puts his hands down the pants of a man he just met. How about that? And he says, oh God, I haven't found a place just yet. God says, well boy, one chance is all you get. Clinking of the glass. Somebody says, boy, you're fast at this game. He smiles as if to say, there's no other way. He wouldn't have it any other way. Takes a walk in the rain. Writes an old friend to say he's on his way. Just gotta lose the noise. Maybe find some joy. Perhaps another boy. And he says, oh God, I haven't found a place just yet. God says, well, boy, one chance is all you get. And I wanna fly. I just wanna be here, the charade. He could stay sane either way, but one is not so grand, and one keeps their hands to themselves. Off of his belt. And he says, oh God, I haven't found my place just yet. God says, well boy, one chance is all you get. God, I haven't found my place just yet. Well, hurry up, boy, 'cause one chance is all you get.
Undressed, yeah. You hung around a few times, the feeling was sublime. We fell asleep with no clothes on. Your body was so close, I thought I heard you speak. But in the morning I saw you crawling out of my bed. And you don't have to explain it. Clothes back on, I'll look the other way. I'm not gonna beg you for more. I'm not gonna ask you to stay. But next time you're craving something beautiful, and you're humming one of my old tunes, no, I was more than willing to love you. And we'd waste the day away, smoking pot and watching cartoons. It's not supposed to be this hard. It's supposed to be a routine in which I forget your name, yeah. But still, what's left to be seen is why I'm still standing here. Your car's already driven out of sight, whoa. Oh, why I'm still standing here. Because I need it, because it felt so right. Nothing would be just fine, and I fell apart at your feet. You said you wanted something a little less intense, a little more discreet. Well, you don't have to explain it. Put your clothes back on, I'll look the other way. I'm not gonna beg you for more. I'm not gonna ask you to stay, but next time you're craving something beautiful, and you're humming one of my old tunes, no, I was more than willing to love you. And we'd waste the day away, smoking pot and watching cartoons. It's not supposed to be this hard. It's supposed to be a routine in which I forget your name, yeah. But still, what's left to be seen is why I'm still standing here. Your car's already driven out of sight, oh, 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 why I'm still standing here. it felt so gone, I'll look the other way. I'm not gonna beg you for more. I'm not gonna ask you to stay. But next time you're craving something beautiful, and you're humming one of my old tunes, no, I was more than willing to love you and erase the day away. Smoking pot and watching cartoons. Smoking pot and watching cartoons. Smoking pot and watching cartoons. Okay.
That was Richard Cortez singing Craving Something Beautiful. Before that, we heard Ben Schneider doing One Chance from his CD, The Upstairs.
I thought it was Schaefer.
Choir.
Schaefer.
You're right.
Sorry.
I was like, I typed Schaefer.
Yeah, you're right. Old eyes.
Okay.
And we got a dedication coming up next from a listener with good taste wanting to hear Sarah Goldner.
Yes.
I imagine we'll probably see Sarah at the Women's Festival next week.
I hope so.
And we can ask her, where's her new CD that she promised?
You know, this is an exciting night for me because just about everything you've been playing is new music for me. So
I'm really
enjoying this, getting to hear new music by GLBT artists. And like I've said many times before, it's really getting hard and difficult for radio DJs to decide what to play, because 15, 20 years ago, you played anything that came out.
Phillips,
yeah.
You played,
Lynn Lavner and, uh-huh. and the Olivia women.
I just heard from Lynn Lavner.
The Olivia women?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Jimmy, I just heard from Lynn a couple weeks ago.
No kidding.
Yep.
She retired. She's in Florida now.
Yep.
What's she up to?
Well, I played her song on my my show where I did the interviews with Tony Armstrong Jr. and also Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony wanted the end song for her segment to be Lynn Lavner's song, I Like Older Women.
Yeah.
And so I sent my playlist to Lynn, because I still had her email address from when I interviewed her three or four years ago.
Wow.
And it was the address was still good, and she wrote back just delighted and saying, oh, this is wonderful. I've been trying to get a hold of Tony Armstrong. So I got them connected. So
oh, great.
That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, that is nice. That is nice. No, but there's so much good music out there now by GLBT artists, and so much of it, that it's really tough on DJs, which to play and which
even
not.
Even to be aware of it
yeah.
all.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing.
I pay attention to the other producers' playlists on the other stations mm-hmm. around the country, because, who should I know about?
Yeah. Well, you're focused on it. And you're, of course, the music guru, so anyone in the world who wants to know something about GLBT music, they come to you.
I wish they all sent their CDs to me.
I know, but like I said, there's just so much music, and I'm excited again. I want to get some of this music to play on After Hours more than just tonight.
Are we ready for Sarah Goldner?
We are. And TJ, this is for you.
I love you more than Jell-O.
Watch the sun come up on our guilty smelling skin.
Okay, that
Oops.
Was kind of abrupt.
Oops.
Well, sometimes you fade down and sometimes you don't.
That
was Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia of Disappear Fear,
yes.
And she has come back with a CD called Sonia and Disappear Live 05, and it's doing a lot of their hits from their previous five or six albums.
Mm-hmm.
I love her voice. She is so sweet.
Yes, yes. And before that?
Was Sarah Golden. And that was a dedication to?
T.C. Actually, T.C. Smythe. Yes. It was actually a request from her.
From Sarah?
No. Sorry. T.C. called in and said she was enjoying the show and requested some Sarah Golden.
Oh, that's good anytime. I love her voice.
Absolutely. She, I think she had her radio debut right here on After Hours.
I think you're right, yes.
When she was a hatchling.
Uh-huh.
Back before
she... I think
she...
you gave me a tape of that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because
you know, that belongs in my archives.
Just blown away by her talent. Absolutely blown away. I had no idea who she was. She just kind of showed up with the Hatch Kids and... Whew, wow. Yeah, so I was an instant fan. I've been following her around, so I do hope she's going to be at the Houston Women's Festival.
So I can bug her. Where's your new CD?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Who have we got next?
An artist named Adrian. That's mm-hmm. all she goes by. She's out of California. She won the Best Female in the Out Music Awards in Chicago last June
mm-hmm.
For her last CD. This is a new one. It's kind of like a mix of old and new stuff, but it's like a live acoustic, some of it is. And the song I picked happens to be also from her. Happens to be the title song of a previous CD called 10,000 Stones. I mm-hmm. really liked it. I like the acoustic version as well. Adrian.
Okay, and you're listening to it on After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on 90.1 KPFT Houston and 89.5 Galveston. And as always on the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Stop making faces at me, Jimmy.
Thought you were looking in the mirror.
And this... Okay, I'm pushing the button now.
My days are filled with mistakes, some I didn't make. I carry them around. Some people don't feel a thing, some kind of blissful dream. Wish I could live that now. Oh, I wish I could live that now. 'Cause 10,000 stones hanging deep in my heart. No, I don't know, they don't tear me apart. How could I ever believe 10,000 stones would build the best of me? Oh. I've seen a lot in my life. I've seen two wrongs to make a right when everything was crashing. I know that you got your plans. You're always taking your stand. But I was only asking. No,
10,000 stones would be a strange blessing. 10,000 stones would build the best of me.
All right. That was an upbeat song.
Yes, and if that sounded a lot like Eraser, there's a very good reason for that. Andy Bell, one half of Eraser, came out with a solo album, which is brand new, called Electric Blue. But on that particular track, he had help from Jake Shears of Scissor Sisters.
Oh.
We were a very hot group at the moment. And we're going to change the tone again. We're going to go to a little mellower. One of my favorite acts is a duo called Y'all. For about 10 years, they made delightful music, not only good musically, but lots of humor. And about the last year or year and a half they were together, you hear this ominous tone coming already, they were breaking up, but they were filming. They were doing a video of their life on the road called Life in a Box, because they had a trailer. And so the CD from the film that they ultimately made is now a soundtrack, and it'll be the last CD from Y'all. And that's sad, because they were such a great team together. But the song is called Between the World and Me.
I don't know if you ever doubt how I feel about you, but if you do, let me bend your ear. When I close my eyes at night, I can't wait for morning, because I know you'll likely still be here. Every time I start to fall, you lift me up, and when I need you most, that's when you appear. I know sometimes it seems to you I'm never quite content, but without you I never came so near. The world outside can seem just like the enemy, and sometimes that is all that I can see. But then I throw my hands up, turn around and walk away, because your love has come between the world. It might be hard for some men, but for me, it's always easy just to say, I love you off the cuff. So please forgive my tendency to turn this into poetry, but ordinary words don't say enough. Smile at me, and suddenly I know that all the good things in the world are things that I'm deserving of. That's what I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you when I say that every day I fall a little. The world outside can seem just like the enemy, and sometimes that is all that I can see. But then I throw my hands up, turn around and walk away, because your love has come between the world and me.
Living a lie, he just likes rainbows. since the Broadway show. When I'm driving in my car and I see a rainbow sticker in the windshield, I pull up along the side to share a moment of pride, only to find that he plays on the other team's field. He's a header who likes rainbows, 'cause he just likes rainbows. He is not one of the 10% who is half a fully bent. He just likes rainbows. Yes, he's really straight, though the line doesn't deviate. He just likes rainbows. He's a header who likes rainbows. He just likes those rainbows. It must really sting not to realize what others think when you just like rainbows. If you're a regular guy, maybe just a little bit shy, and you just like rainbows, you're a heck of likes
Sorry, that. Sorry about that. We're having temporary technical difficulties. We will. What was the number?
It was track one on the other CD.
Okay, let's try that again. Sorry about that.
Cowboys on my weakness. Words start to stutter. I'm crazier for the boy in his Cadillac by the diner steps. Cowboys are my weakness. They go straight to my head. Cowboys are my weakness, but I still crack. We'll be right back.
very nice. Despite the interruption at the beginning, that was Chris Difford, who some of you might remember from the group Squeeze. But he wasn't afraid to write a very gay-sounding song.
Amazing.
I don't believe he's gay. I exchanged a couple emails with him, and, you know, it didn't come off that way at all.
Yeah. And
in between y'all and Chris Difford, I snuck in a definitely a demo. The duo called themselves, are you ready, Semen and Queer Funkel.
No, I'm not ready.
And the song is Heteros Who Like Rainbows.
Yes. It's a nice little Sesame Street type song, I thought.
Well, you wanted stuff you never heard before, Jimmy.
Yes, yes, I do, and I'm glad to get it. No, really, really. I that wasn't a put down. It was just, you know, this kind of happy, walking down the sidewalk type.
With
little,
Big Bird.
Yes, exactly.
Cookie Monster. And what was the two little gay ones? Not Elmo. Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie. There you go. There you go.
That's what Bert and Ernie listen to when they're not doing their ABC.
I've got a song about Bert and Ernie, a gay song about them.
Yes.
I am not surprised. I really am not.
In fact, Greg Gordon from This Way Out often emails me when he has some subject on a news subject and he wants a song to go with it. Yeah, you got a song about this?
And invariably, I bet you do.
I usually come up with something.
So what have we got next?
Two more songs, and then I'm going to get out of here.
Oh.
The first one is by Dylan Rice from his album Wondering Eyes, and he's a very talented artist. He's from Chicago, and he won the Male Recording Award at the Out Music Awards in Chicago last June. So I got to meet him and chat a bit. And this song is called Drama Queen.
I'm not the drama queen that I used to be. Don't you know? Don't you know? Yeah.
free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35.
Singing a demo of a song called My Boyfriend's Back. Obviously not the one we're thinking of from the 60s, but he sent me that. I figured, well, I kind of like that. Even though he hasn't released it, let's put it on the air. Okay, last song of the evening for me by Dave Clement called The Jeff Stryker Song. Get ready.
Talk like that, from the way your mouth keeps moving, I can tell you think it's your greatest asset. You burn into my head, a narrative I take with me, with everyone I take to bed. Where'd you learn to talk that way? I've known you half your life, and you didn't seem to have that much to say. While you're at the gym, do you dream that Jeff Stryker is at home, waiting for you to tell him to? Well, take this big dick in your mouth, well, take this big dick, choke it down. You like this big dick, don't you? Well, take this big dick up your ass, well, sit on this big dick and fast. You like this big dick, don't you? There's a boy at the gym, I wish he knew more about me. There's a boy at the gym, and if he asks, I have excuses for why I always stare at him. Where'd you learn to talk that way? I've known you half an hour, and you didn't seem to have that much to say. While you're at the gym, do you dream that Jeff Stryker is at home, waiting for you to tell him to? Well, take this big dick in your mouth, well, take this big dick, choke it down. You like this big dick, don't you? Well, see this big dick, how it's grown. I am the biggest dick you know. You like this big dick, don't you? Uh-huh.
Jeff Straker is at home, choking on a chicken bone.
Well, you're going on the air then.
Okay.
That was
that
an
wasn't
interesting
as bad
song.
As you thought, was it?
No. No.
Except for, you know, it, I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, you know, it's after three.
I have a CD I didn't bring called by a guy, artist named Cowboy Dick.
Ooh.
Will y'all stop? My ulcers can't take much more.
Is that
Cowboy Bob? You know, what's the difference?
Is that Cowboy Dick or Cowboy Dick?
Jimmy.
There was no comma. No comma.
Oh, okay. No comma.
It all depends on context.
Yes. Yes, it does. J.D., thank you for another wonderful evening
You're
of
welcome.
Queer
it's
music.
Very fun.
Yes.
I mean, the queer and obscure into Houston airwaves.
I love it. I love it. Because, you know, there's no other show like it.
Nope, nope. Don't forget Queer Music Heritage.
That's
part
right.
Of Queer Voices, Monday night. And my special this month is on queer cover versions of the girl group songs of the 60s.
Wow.
Like, you hear guys singing He's So Fine and My Boyfriend's Back.
Mm-hmm.
You hear women singing My Dyke, My Dyke, My Dyke.
And since he's like a gay music expert, I lived in San Francisco from the late in the mid to late 70s, and there was the group who sings He's a Rebel. Used to perform, and I asked him who it was. I couldn't remember their name, and he knew it was great. And he's
yes.
going to play them.
I'm going
yes.
to play He's a Rebel Monday night.
Good. Good, good, good. Tune
right.
in for that, folks.
Thank you, J.D.
You're very welcome.
Coming up is going to be the After Hours Roundtable, right after this exciting piece of music that Chris dug out of his own collection of queer music. And I've already warned him, it better not be Go West.
I don't think he can hear you, and yeah.
Okay.
I'm running away now.
Gotcha.
There's a woman that we all know and love. She's made us laugh for years. We've watched as her talents unfolded and blossomed into a career. But every time you see her with her lover on TV, they call themselves partners to keep up the myth of heterosexuality. There's a former host of a talk show, as gay as the day is long. But he always sang the wrong pronoun when he opened with a song. Well, it's true, he might lose a few fans, but he'd gain one more in me if he just wouldn't try to live the myth of heterosexuality. Queers in the closet, in positions of power, doing a dance on thin ice. Deals with the devil to be heroes for an hour. How long must we pay the price? There's a famous fashion designer, respected from east to west. We wear his name on our underwear, on our butts and on our chest. But the ones who buy his clothing would prefer to never see that they're also buying the myth of heterosexuality. Queers in the closet, in positions of power, doing a dance on thin ice. Deals with the devil to be heroes for an hour. How long must we pay the price? It's time to think twice. There's a singer who's risen to stardom. She got famous overnight. They say that she signed a contract to keep her lesbian lips sealed tight. When she feels that she's established, will she come out for all to see? Or will she perpetuate the myth of heterosexuality? Who's in the closet, in positions of power,
Come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world and I want to have a little pride in my world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say is a sham till you can shout out.
back. It's After Hours Roundtable.
Ta-da!
Hello!
Let's see.
Hola.
The Mommy, music. Make it stop!
Start off with a little Romanowski and Phillips there.
Mm-hmm.
Queers in the Closet.
Followed by...
And then I went with a little Queer as Folk UK 1, CD 2. Respect featuring Hannah Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Double shot of I Am What I Am and Young Hearts Run Free. Their songs just kind of run together well. And I'm trying to get this playlist to come out, and it's not working. And
Young Hearts always reminds me of Romeo and Juliet and Broken Hearts Club, too.
Oh, took me a second to remember the Broken Hearts Club. It's where Dean Cain played gay for the first of his...
Yes.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. There's a. And yes. Is that the same actor that in Romeo and Juliet as in there? Because they.
What?
Well, there's a scene in Romeo and Juliet where he just does that wonderful drag thing with young hearts. Mercutio does, I guess. Yes. It's Mercutio. Or yeah. I think it's Mercutio. But then I think it's the same actor, black actor in. Broken Hearts Club, and they're in the same song, and he's dancing to it wildly in the club, and it's always wondered if Baz Luhrmann did a, which came first, and whether they were references to each other. I don't know, just trivia.
We have letter.
Hey.
A letter from Jaime. What?
Someone's doing an impersonation of Roy in there. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, it must be me. I was very close to the mic. Sorry.
Not me. Okay.
My sinuses are funny tonight.
Remember he wrote last week... by the way, he says, heard you guys on the radio last week, and I made it through the whole show without falling asleep, and I loved every minute of it. Back on track, and I meant what I said about not missing another After Hours show. He was talking about the stamp. We went to Zazzle.com. Well, he sent a copy of his artwork. This is...
Wow, beautiful.
Isn't it pretty?
Very beautiful. Wonderful sentiment, too.
Yes.
Imagine world peace.
Yes, exactly.
A picture of the Earth with a face that's morphing into a kind of a dove shape, and
kind of the inside of a shell, and very beautiful, and the kind of a gold kind of framing around it, and
it's very, very, very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Yes, and that was do your own artwork on a stamp at Zazzle.com. We couldn't locate it, but. It's got to be there, and he's going to check it out to see what the deal is. And I wasn't, I thought we were getting artwork because it was a big brown folder, but it wasn't just a crummy swimsuit catalog. It's a really hot swimsuit catalog. And after I'm through with it, I'll...
Be careful the pages don't stick together.
Well, exactly. The pages that don't stick together, it'll go to the museum.
Oh.
Yeah. For the erotica room.
Right.
Yes. Especially on those sheer ones. Well. No, and I appreciate everything that you send. And he promises he will be sending some more artwork, too. Something totally, absolutely dazzling.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and he can do it. He's the man that can do it. And as he already knows by now, this is not the week for the leather segment. And we've been talking about how screwed up we've been this whole month with our schedule. So that's next week. That's next week.
You know what I just realized? The face on the globe in the Imagine World Peace thing.
Yes.
Is shaped like the United States, more or less.
It is kind of.
Yeah, see, there's Maine. Her chin is Florida. The back of her head is California. No.
Yeah.
Canada's a little
stylistic,
nippy.
Stylistic, yeah.
But see, and there's her shoulder, is South America.
Yeah. Right.
And if Wilma has her way, she'll be getting a chin lift.
There you go. But, wow, how about that? It's actually, you're looking at the globe, and there's the hemisphere. How about that?
The outline around it is very Florentine looking.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of the pretty shading and stuff that you see.
Sorry to break in, but all of a sudden I just went, whoa. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
If I'm hallucinating, just write in and tell us.
Okay. So that was our letter of the week. Fabulous.
And
thank you
for listening. It's really great that you are listening.
There's no one there, Jimmy. Whoever's having fun found out that number. Quit calling. If you want to flash us, don't use the yellow light. Use your pants.
Aha.
Hear, hear. Trying to send JD the playlist. Damn Yahoo. Not JD, the server.
You know what else is going on next weekend?
What?
And I should have mentioned it at the beginning of the show, and it slipped through my fingers. The Houston Pride Band is proud to present the first concert of its 2005-2006 season, entitled This Global Village. In this program, we will explore the many things we have in common with our neighbors, whether across the hall or across the ocean. Love, loss, a desire for peace and tranquility, these emotions common to the human family are explored through music performed by the full concert band, saxophone ensemble, and vocal solos. Selections include Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, John Williams' Olympic Fanfare and Theme, and songs from Broadway shows and standards. So that is next Saturday night, October the 22nd at 7 p.m.
Jimmy.
That's tonight.
Oh. That's tonight.
Never mind.
Tonight. Hello.
Oh, tonight. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yes, October 22nd. That is tonight.
We didn't want to interrupt you. But
I know, you know, this whole month has been screwed up. Okay, tonight, Resurrection MCC, 2025 West 11th Street, and they're a 501c3, so we can tell you that it's a $10 donation to go to this, and that is cheap at half the cost, because you're going to get a wonderful evening of music. And since it's happening tonight, I can probably go.
Mm. You know, it's funny, that whole thing about whether it's tomorrow or today or whatever it is.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've written poems for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a night person like you. And I used to be meticulous about writing down when I wrote it, mm-hmm. you know, noting when I wrote it. And I developed this thing where if I put AM or PM, but if I put the day and I put AM, it meant that it was
the night before.
It was the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
exactly.
Because I was being so technical about it at that point. But it's because if you don't go to sleep, it's tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So when's the next date for Nude Radio? That must be 2 weeks from now, huh?
I guess. Officially, anyway,
yeah.
We better get some better-looking people in here.
Hey.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Does that include you?
Yes.
Okay. Beggars can't be choosers.
There you go.
Anyway.
Watch me.
Besides, below the waist, it all looks about the same anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought the you read the Time magazine cover story on gay teens. What'd they have to say?
As the October 10th issue, mm-hmm. The cover title here is "The Battle Over Gay Teens," and okay, it says here on the cover they are coming out earlier to a more accepting society. So how did they end up on the front line of America's culture war?
and how did they?
By coming out, I guess.
Pretty good start.
Yep.
I mean, I've read through this article once, and so I almost need to read through it again.
It's pretty extensive.
But what stuck with you? What stuck with you?
What stuck with me is, again, that I like to say that what we've been doing here, say, on this show, what Ray Hill's been doing, mm-hmm. what a lot of people mm-hmm. doing, is working.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
That a lot of people who are aware of their same-sex feelings, or whatever you want to call them, are more aware of them at an earlier age,
mm-hmm.
and partly it may be probably because the society is mirroring it back to them. So you can see, oh, they
Well, are they comfortable with them? I don't know. Right. I mean, I was pretty aware, but the whole idea of actually sharing that with another person, or especially, yeah, well, just being comfortable with it was pretty impossible.
Right.
Well, this show in particular, I think, is all about being out and proud.
Mm-hmm.
When you can do it. You know, there are lots of times that it may not be a good idea. But since the show started back in 1987, the theme, Buddy made it the theme, is Come Out, Come Out. Harvey Milk was his hero. And every week you heard Harvey Milk talking about coming out.
And that was very rousing.
Yes, yeah, and that amazing. It was really needed back in the late 80s,
right.
Because people weren't out as much as they are now. And I think the focus of the show is changed a bit. We still are proud that we are out queers. Yeah. And we wish everybody was, but we know that sometimes that's not feasible.
Right.
But what we talk about now is being proud of who you are.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and I've always said that there's the coming out and there's being comfortable who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I hope that all of this is leading towards is it just not being a big deal.
Exactly.
It not mattering.
Exactly.
You know, because, I mean, I think sometimes being gay is too important to gay people, much less straight people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that people shouldn't be themselves and be politically active and be involved. But when that's really all you can sort of say, you know, like, what do you do? Well, I'm gay. Well, there's a lot more to life than that.
Right.
Until we're like the Netherlands, where it really doesn't matter.
But I think a lot of that comes from growing up in a society where it is so important not to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes very important to be gay.
That's
so
right.
So that's why I hope we end up in a place where it just doesn't matter.
Right. And, you know, because we, in the early days, we talked about coming out, and people said, well, you know, why do you do that? And I said, you know, I'm going to be doing this show, I'm going to be talking about coming out, I'm going to be doing ACT UP, I'm going to be doing, you know, all these kind of things, until we don't have to.
Right. Well, and the thing that he was saying about that it's working, I think the fact is, now at least, you really do have a choice to come out at whatever comfort level or not.
Yeah.
But before, I don't think you had a choice. I mean, you really, it was pretty overwhelming, the idea of anybody knowing in the 60s. I mean, I graduated from high school in 65, and it was still, unless you were in California or New York or someplace, really much more forward. It was
impossible
and
impossible.
Daunting, and you only certain people, you know.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I told somebody, this a woman, that I was gay, and the world didn't collapse, and I was just like,
Yes, it was a real revelation to do that.
Yeah.
And
now it's sort of like, well, there's Will and Grace and whatever.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know.
Well, you know.
And everybody, you know.
I'm not going to say that this show certainly has helped, but
I'm not.
Certainly not the deciding factor. I think it's been the internet.
You know, when
Because when we were coming out, many times when, even before we came out, to ourselves fully, we looked in the mirror and thought we were the only ones. You know, nobody else is like this. I'm just strange.
You know what? One thing that I think the gay community will really show political progress when gay humor shifts from being so mean, and the whole idea of having to put down somebody before they put you down, and not everything. There's a lot of gay humor that is genuinely funny, but there's still a lot of gay humor, especially in the bars and everything,
that's just bitchy
and let's cut everybody off at the knees.
Yeah.
And I think that it's...
Back in the...
It's outmoded. I mean, it's really getting tired and old.
Yeah, back in the mid-20th century, and before even that, it was called
doing the nines.
Right.
Because it was borrowed from the black community, actually.
Yeah, it's like a minstrel show. It's like, yes. It's classic, but
yes.
It's, you know.
But it was a way for older
yes.
gay men to teach younger gay men to be tough and to be strong.
That's right. That's right.
To yes. survive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it worked.
Yes.
It worked.
Yes.
But if we can get to the point where that defensiveness, and I'm going to get them before they can get me.
When it's not necessary.
When that's
yeah.
not necessary, that will be a real yes. incredible day.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
You know, just the whole idea of... Because I've lived in the gay world, but also among a lot of straight people as an out person. And there are a lot of people out there who really are just fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fine with yourself.
Yep.
You know, so...
I was thinking, you know, while I was reading the article, a couple of things about covers, how they're talking about how some of these kids and mm-hmm. teenagers, they're coming out early. But one of the things they're talking about is that, okay, I'm gay, but I'm still a kid. I'm still a teenager. So
yes,
that's normal.
Right.
That's
yes.
right.
But
you know.
The thing of it is, the what's happening now is that since they're coming out at an earlier and earlier ages, mm-hmm. and they're learning how to date. That
yeah.
is something
interesting. Yeah,
people of our generation never knew.
Nope.
You just you met somebody and had sex, and
okay.
but you never really got to know people,
or you just were brokenhearted about them and never had sex.
Yes, yes,
because you didn't know whether you could or not.
Right.
Teenage years are learning how to deal with the opposite sex or the same sex.
Right. I'm still figuring that one out.
There you go. But, I mean, that's where you start dating,
right.
and you learn how to get to know somebody that you have feelings for and build a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that gay men
Well, and get to know someone
learned.
On many levels, somebody
yes.
on many, many levels.
Before the
in
sex
In many
starts.
Different
yes.
situations.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you know, sometimes there have been things where you're in a relationship, but you only know each other in the context of being together. You don't know each other in the world.
Yep.
And that makes it very strange sometimes.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Any relationship, straight or gay, can fall into that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I hear music.
And one thing I would say, too, is that I like, with gay teens, the whole idea that there's straight gay alliances in high school. I think that's such a healthy
Absolutely.
Sign.
Absolutely.
That's just great.
Yes.
Is it time?
Yeah.
It must be time. I want to say hi to all of my MBBs out there. I think about you guys often. You have been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT.
Don't forget to check out our sister program, Queer Voices, every Monday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We'd love to hear from you, our listeners. We want your story ideas, discussion topics, event announcements, love mail, hate mail,
dirty pictures!
And there are two ways to get it to us.
Snail mail is After Hours, care of KPFT 90.1 FM, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006.
Our email address is afterhours@kpft.org. If you missed a show or want to share a part of a show with a friend, check out our online archive at kpftarchive.org.
We will be back next week, and hopefully you will be able to join us. On behalf of the crew of After Hours, good night and have a great week.
This is listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston and 89.5 FM Galveston. You can always find us on the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
A few times a year, KPFT asks for your membership support.
This isn't where you start begging for money, is it?
Not really. When KPFT asks for your support, we're really asking for more than money. We're asking you to support an idea.
KPFT flourishes from the concept of what radio can and should be. A marketplace of ideas, a community gathering, and a showcase for the arts. Available to anyone with a curious mind and an urge to grow and learn something new.
We offer unique music, talk, and news from around the globe. But but without the advertising, gossip, and filler.
You trust us to respect your intelligence and curiosity. KPFT works hard to earn your respect. Your membership allows the creative spirit to flourish.
So why wait for a pledge drive to support KPFT? Give a call to our membership department at 713-526-4000, extension 314.
What's that number again?
713-526-4000, extension 314, to speak to our membership department and become a member.
Your pledge of support helps keep this valuable resource on the air. This is listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston. Years ago, programs like From the Frontline and Reflections Black on Black blazed trails for Houston radio.
Now, on Sunday nights, Pacifica